Everything
is about to change.
This morning,
Radio X is here with a brand new lineup.
Weekdays from 6:30.
Chris Moyles is back right here at breakfast.
From 10,
Vernon Kay takes over.
Afternoons,
Dan O'Connell.
Then from 4,
Johnny Bourne.
Had enough?
Didn't think so.
Sunday mornings from 10.
Join Kaiser Chief frontman Ricky Wilson.
Tune in on digital radio.
Right across the UK or on the brand new Radio X mobile app.
Everything
is about to change.
Start this morning.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Radio X is coming.
Monday, the 21st of September, 2015. It's just gone 6:30 a.m. And after serving 3 years in a women's-only prison, the wait is finally over.
This is a bit weird, isn't it? So it's 6:32, Monday, 21st of September. Welcome to a brand new radio station. Yeah, I've been waiting for 3 years for this place. Sitting on my backside, doing nothing. Watching Judge Reinder, or whatever it's called. And now I'm back on the radio. That's right, the money finally ran out. And what better place for my comeback than a brand new radio station that I can play with and do whatever I want, which isn't entirely true. Thank you very much for tuning in, for getting up and listening to us this morning. Let me introduce you to all of us. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. The last time I started a breakfast show, I was 29. I'm 41 now. How the hell did that happen? Anyway, I'm Chris. I'll be your host and guide through the next week, few weeks, month, few months. And let's just leave it there and see how we get on. Joining me every morning will be a very controversial woman. She's a writer and a broadcaster. Her name is Katie Hopkins. Katie, welcome to the show. Only joking, we haven't got Katie Hopkins. A very old friend of mine, and I say very old because Not only have I known him a long time, but he is very old. And finally, he doesn't need to lie about his age, like I never did. He will be the voice of authority on the show. His name is Dominic Byrne.
Good morning.
I'm not that old.
No, well, you are. On this channel, you're not.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You're relatively a baby.
Yeah.
So I brought Dominic back, kicking and screaming. Our show is run by a woman, which that may seem weird when if you've been reading about Radio X, but we'll discuss that later. Stolen from the BBC to be showrunner slash executive producer of the Chris Moyle Show is producer Pippa Taylor.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Look at this. We're not even on for 4 minutes. We've got a woman on. Whoa, Radio X birds. Because we're blokey, apparently. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's in his contract that the next voice you hear has to be on every X breakfast show in the history of broadcasting.
Yeah.
He was on all the XFM breakfast shows, and now he's on the new Radio X breakfast show. If you live in London, you'll know. If you weren't, then you won't. And he's called Dave Masterman.
Hello.
There he is! That sets him! And if you're a fan of John Holmes, he's a scab. but John's still on at the weekends, which is nice. So, this is all very, very new for all of us. Us and you. So, Radio X is born today. It is born from the love and sex, I suppose, from XFM, which has been around for years and gone through many changes, this being its biggest. I can't work out whether XFM is dead and Radio X is new, or XFM has given birth to Radio X. You used to work, you've worked at both now, Dave.
Yeah.
Masterman, aka Madam. And we'll explain that later.
Yeah, Madam.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I like to think it's morphed into Radio X from XFM.
Right. Like a butterfly morphing from what a butterfly is before it's a butterfly.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
What is that?
A cocoon?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never sat and watched the process. There must be a time lapse on YouTube. So, yes, it's all a bit new, really. I've not done this for 3 years. I've literally not been on the radio. I've done nothing. I've not stood behind a microphone or anything. It was a year off that got extended. But now I'm back. So it's all new. We are on FM, on the radio, on the old-fashioned radio in London and in Manchester. We are DAB, Digital Radio, D1 National, across the whole of the UK. We are on the brand new Radio X app, which you can download for free, and you can listen to the show. We're on loads of digital TV channels like Sky and others.
Freesat is one of them.
Freesat.
Virgin is another
one. What's that?
Yeah.
What's Freesat? What is that?
It's Freesat.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Freesat.
It really is that simple.
It really is.
And we're on the website, which is radiox.co.uk. This is all pointless, though, me saying it, because if you can hear me, you've found a way to listen.
That's very true, yeah.
And thank you very much for listening in. So it's all new, and it's all fresh, just like the music we play. What do we play again, Madam Dave?
It's guitar-based rock.
Isn't it fresh rock?
Yeah.
There's a lot to clear up on day one.
Is that what we say, fresh rock, Dave? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you can say fresh rock
if
you want.
Is it? You know exactly what it is, right? Isn't it fresh rock?
Yeah.
And the... Go on, Pip.
I think it's guitar-based music and fresh rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
There's been a lot of press about Radio X and a lot of confused press. People going down a route which they needn't have to go down. Which was that there was a quote saying that Radio X is going to be the UK's first male-focused radio station. And many people took that as in, it's a radio station just for blokes, by ruddy blokes, playing ruddy bloke music.
Brrr.
For more ruddy blokes. I'll tell you now, this is news to me and everybody on the show. It's news to Vernon. It's news to Johnny Vaughan. It's news to Dan and Ricky and Phil and John. So let me be the first of many Radio X DJs to say this over the next few days. That's a load of balls. This male focus thing does not affect us in any way, shape or form or how we do the show. I don't care if you're male, female, gay, straight, white, black, 15 years old, 55 years old. Everybody is welcome to this radio station. Everyone is certainly welcome to this show. It's very confusing why they put that out. It's not really. It was just a marketing thing. That's all it was. And it should never have gone out of the press release. And quite frankly, the person who said it, I shall be firing them later.
I won't, because they're one of the big bosses.
I was going to say, yeah, he's huge.
Actually, he's very tall as well.
He's very tall.
Yeah.
Very, very tall.
Tanned.
Yeah. Very healthy looking man.
So let's just clear that up. Radio X is not a boys... It's not a radio version of a Yorkie bar, right? It's just a radio station. Everybody calm down. We love you girls, right? Patronizing click click there.
Yeah, well, that'll go down well.
What was the other thing I wanted to clear up? There was that, and then the... Oh, yeah. So, everybody picked up on... Oh, it's a male-focused radio station. What does that mean? What is that? What is that? But everybody ignored... I mean, it could be a masterstroke of PR that Stephen Myron's mentioned the male-focused thing, because it took everybody's attention away from the fact that we said we play fresh rock, which has got to be the crappiest, lamest term for any kind of rock. Fresh rock. Fresh rock is the kind of radio station that you, if you ever go to America and you have a holiday and you go, what were we listening to? What was that station we were listening to when we were in Fresh Rock 92.2? Played a lot of Mr. Mister and Brian Adams.
Yeah. Fresh rock.
Fresh rock. And Vernon Kay and I have been laughing, because he's on the station as well. God love him. Vernon Kay and I have been joking over the past couple of weeks, going, what do we play, right? What music do we play? And it's like, basically, we play cool stuff. We play cool stuff that you know, and then cool stuff that you might not know yet, that you hopefully will like. It's just cool stuff. Fronted by the uncoolest DJ in the history of broadcasting, me. I did an interview for the NME the other day, and she said, because a load of people have kicked off because I'm on the station, and it's always been the same thing when I was at Radio 1. There were so many shows on Radio 1, and the same with X, are all about the music. And I'm not all about the music. But because of that, people think that I don't like music, which has always amused me. And I love music. I couldn't get through the day without listening to music. I can't listen to music. I can't not listen to music, if that makes sense. And I have a very eclectic taste. But I think most people do. I think people like what they like. So I'm explaining this to the journalist from the NME, and she goes, okay, name your top five bands. I can't name a top five. I don't know how anybody can name the top five bands.
It's almost impossible.
It changes. Mm. I go and see a gig, I love that band more than anybody else for the next week or so. So she goes, all right, what were the last few gigs you went to? Now, I can't lie, right? Mm. So this is where it kind of got me into trouble. But to prove that I am quite eclectic in my tastes, the last few gigs I went to were the following. Well, how far do you want me to go back?
How about the last year?
I can't do years for the gigs. I've seen too many.
Have you? Okay.
I actually have, because I'm cool.
Okay, I didn't realize. 6 months.
Okay, so in the last 6 months, in no particular order, I've seen The Who.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
Johnny Marr.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Right, okay.
Culture Club.
Have you?
Who were awesome, by the way. Awesome. James Bay and Matt and Kim.
Right, okay.
Have you heard of Matt and Kim?
Only from you talking.
Because I'm cool, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm cool. I've introduced you to this new...
You're cutting edge. You tell me about Matt and Kim.
This new electro-pop dance duo.
Yeah.
And I couldn't work out whether that was... it's the truth, but it's like, yeah, the last few gigs I've been seeing included Culture Club, Taylor Swift and Matt and Kim. Do I fit in, Dave?
Yeah, you wavered in the middle slightly with what? The Taylor Swift Culture Club bit, but aside from that, that was quite
listen,
cool.
Listen, there ain't no Taylor Swift bashing on this show.
No, I quite like her as well.
Tay-Tay's amazing.
Yeah.
And anybody who says they don't like Tay-Tay is a liar or an idiot. Fact. It's the Arctic Monkeys. what else?
No, well, I like the Who was a good start. That was strong. I've never heard her named Tay-Tay before, so that was
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I never knew that.
That's her nickname.
She's my Tay-Tay.
Is it?
Tay-Tay.
And by the way, I'm going to tell you this now. I want her on the show one day.
Tay-Tay.
In the future, yeah.
Okay.
I love the idea that she would come in to be interviewed on a radio station that has never played her music ever in the history of its time on air. What was the last gig you went to see, Madam Dave Masterman?
Reading Festival, so Libertines. Does that count, a festival? Or?
Yeah, I suppose so. Were they the last band that you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pippa, what's the last gig you went to?
I'm just trying to think.
I would have loved it if you went to see Take That last night at the Roundhouse in London. That would have been awesome. What's the last gig you went to? Actually, last night. So, Take That.
I think it might have been Pride's.
Have you just made that up? Be honest.
No.
Have you made that up?
Why would I make it up?
Because it would sound cool.
It's the sort of thing I do. No. I can't lie. I think it was Pride's. It was a while ago.
Right.
Well, here we go, ready?
Right.
Dominic!
The last band I went to see live...
You've got to tell the truth.
This is the truth.
Right.
And Dave may have heard of it, but I don't know if you two will. The Blue Aeroplanes.
You totally made that up.
The Blue Aeroplanes.
Tell us about the Blue Aeroplanes.
Gerard Langley is the lead singer. There's about seven of them. They've got a dancer called Wojciech. Seriously, and they were brilliant. They played Water Rats in London. And it was honestly fantastic.
I'm starting to.
There'll be people listening now who will know the Blue Aeroplanes.
Well, we can find out if A, any people have heard of them, or B, if anybody is actually listening.
Right.
And maybe we're just broadcasting to ourselves.
How do we do that?
People can contact the show. It's just like radio, Dom.
Don't
pretend we've never done it.
I haven't learned the numbers yet, though.
They're on. That's why Madam put them on the wall.
Oh, yes.
So you can text us, and we can see all your texts coming in. So if you want to text us this morning, the catchy little number, save it in your phone, is 83936. 83936 is our text number that comes through to the studio. Or you can tweet us at Radio X, which is nice and simple. And you can still tweet the rest of us. I'm at Chris Moyles. So when I set up my Twitter account, I was at Chris DJ Moyles, because somebody else nicked my name before I could get it.
That's right, yeah.
So I've recently got the DJ bit taken off, but now I'm back on the radio again, but I'm just going to leave it.
Are you?
Yeah. But I was going to change it at one point to at Chris not working, taking time off Moyles, but it's too many characters. So 83936, has anyone texted in?
Do they have to start their text with a word or not? Or
yeah.
Elephant. There you go.
No, they don't have to do anything.
Don't they? Just text 83936.
You know why?
I'm going
to
do it.
You know why they don't need to do that?
Why?
Because we're taking everything else off the air. It's just us.
Oh, yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
They used to have to do that.
Yeah. We're not even doing split ads.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't. We went for lunch yesterday, and my friend Gavin, who's a bit of a radio geek, goes, can you do the splits? He shouted across the lunch table because we all went for lunch. Can you do the splits? And everybody, including myself, thought he meant, can I actually physically do the splits with my legs?
Right.
He was talking about, can you do split opt-outs when it comes to commercials? Geek. Anyway, morning, Gab.
I've just sent a text.
Oh, well, let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Right, because I've got this thing here.
I think it comes up in pink.
Yeah. How do I get rid of the virtual director switcher?
Dave.
What does that mean? What's a virtual director switcher?
Okay, so we film everything we do now.
Right.
And we've got cameras in the studio, so it films everything every time we speak.
There they are.
All right, I'm going to check out the text and see if anyone's listening. Hey, we're off and running!
The Chris Moyles Show, Radio X.
So the cameras, listen to this, by the way. Everything's so new. When you move it, it makes a noise. Like, we're not used to that.
No.
Because it's a brand new studio and everything's new and shiny and beautiful. But when you move it, it makes a noise because it's new. It's never been used. Not like the old place where you touch something and it break and fall apart. Right. The first thing I was about to read out was my own tweet. Okay. What's going on with the messages there
It's because there's so many people getting in touch.
Shut up!
It is.
Now, in all your time at XFM, have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that?
That's
come on, you used to produce Dave Berry. You've never seen that.
That was a joke. Morning, Dave. He's not listening. He's on the air.
Welcome back, Chris Miles. Dom is a twit.
Thank you.
That's your Twitter name.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
At Radio X. Thank you, Alex. That's nice. Oh, this is going to... This is literally... this is going crazy already. My God. All right, so look, please text us because we want as many people as we can tuning in. We really, genuinely appreciate it. You will find out over the course of this morning and the next few weeks that I'm slightly changed man from the man that I used to be.
Are you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, I'll discuss this later.
Okay.
I found the Lord. And
did
I
did not know that.
Yep, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to ram this down people's throats.
Mm-hmm.
But I found the Lord. Sorry, let me explain. The Lord is an amazing pub in Reading.
Right, okay.
And I spent most of the last 3 years there.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a great time. It's brilliant. So, right, if you want to text us, you can. 83936 is the number. If you want to tweet us, it's at Radio X. I really don't know who's going to be in charge of looking at the messages because they are flying in at a ridiculous rate. But you can also call us. We have a phone number and everything. And get this, we have two females answering the phones. This is unbelievable. Male-focused, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We've got women.
Exactly. Our show is run by a woman, Pippa.
Hello.
And Madam.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
We have to explain that soon, please. It's weird.
I don't ever want to explain why we call him Madam. No, Dominic can.
Yeah, I can.
So, Dave Masterman has been working on the morning radio for the last few years in this building, so we've said, right, you know what to do, where the toilets are and all that, so you can come and work. Actually, he wanted to come and work with us.
Yeah, he was desperate to.
I wouldn't say desperate.
Okay, that sounds wrong, doesn't
it? Seriously, that's not fair.
Just very keen.
Keen's better than desperate.
Yes, yeah. Thanks. Very keen.
That's the first time keen's been mentioned on X in a long time, isn't it? So, Dominic, the floor is yours.
I have a computer in front of me, right, and up. I have access to the internet. And I also quite enjoy anagrams.
Yeah.
So what I did, Dave, was put in your name, which is Dave Masterman, or Masterman.
What do you prefer?
Masterman.
Masterman.
Yeah. Masterman. Okay, Dave Masterman.
He's like a posh northerner.
He is, yeah.
He gives it the Manchester thing, but I think he's Cheshire.
Oh, it's loaded.
I'm Cheshire.
Yeah.
Do you come from where the footballers live?
It's actually not far away.
Anytime you meet anybody from Cheshire, it's always they live just near where all the footballers live.
Yeah, it's
live.
True. That's very true.
So
I've got an anagram server on my internet. So I typed in Dave Masterman, and the first thing that came up was Madam Vents Shed. So therefore, I thought a good name for Dave.
Yeah.
Because he's been Dave on all
that's
stations.
That's too long, though. Madam Vents Shed is
yeah,
too long.
It is. Madam Vents Shed is far too long.
Yeah.
Madam.
Madam.
What do you think?
I think I'd rather vent shed.
And hence, a star was born from Madam.
Madam.
Which I like.
Yeah.
Shed.
It's our first sound effect. It says, SFX applause. And you wouldn't believe it, it's right next to SFX elephant hoot. Which one would you prefer when we talk about you?
The applause, please.
Okay. There it is. Thank you very much. Right, if you want to call us, you might want to stick this on your phone if you're going to be listening to the show regularly. Basically, what we're going to do, because it's all a bit new, it's all a bit suck it and see today. Oh, for now, Radio X blokes. here's the number. 0330 333 100. That's right.
That sounds complicated.
It's really not. 0330 333 100. Okay, look at me.
Okay.
What's the number?
0330.
Yep.
333. No,
okay. Let's
start
again.
I haven't got it. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. 0330.
Yep.
333 100.
That's it. Well done. See, you've got it.
Thank you.
You got it right, madam. There we go. Come in. Come in, come in, come in, come in. Oh, come on, you've got 6 minutes. Come in, come in, come in, come in. Come in! Emma Bunton just appeared at the window. Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls. See, Radio X, we love everybody.
Yeah, love women.
That's the Spice Girls and Keane have been mentioned on X. That never happens, right? Emma Bunt, so, we've got so much to explain, I literally don't know where to start. There's about 8 or 9 radio stations come from this building, and one of them, Emma Bunton, is on in the morning, mm-hmm. as in Baby Spice from the Spice Girls, and she just came away through the window. That's why I shouted, come in, and she's like, no, I've got to go and do my show. How great is this? For those of you who are outside of London, this is unbelievable. So you've probably heard of Heart, right? There's a Heart in pretty much every major city, and it's like, you know, Tom and Bob or whatever, or it's normally male and female, you know, happy radio. Oh, you can't say that, you're so naughty, shut up, you don't worry about it, it's Shania Twain, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And in London, the Heart Show is hosted by Baby Spice and Jamie Thixton off of Live and Kicking.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
True.
Actual Jamie Thixton from the television. Anyway, so they're down the corridor. And then in another studio is Dave Berry, who you may know from Through the Keyhole.
Yeah.
And other big shows.
Surprise, surprise, he does as well.
Does he?
Yeah.
All right. And he's going out with a sugar babe.
Yeah. Right?
Which one? No one knows, including Dave, because they kept changing the lineup so much. His girlfriend would change.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people are in the building, so it's very weird for us. We're tucked away in a corner, and we might go around and introduce ourselves, which I think we should, to all the other people in the building. Not
just,
everybody.
Just to say hello.
Just a few of them, right. The phone lines are going crazy, which is brilliant. And they flash. Well, I love that. So people are answering the phones. Who's answering the phones, Pip?
Alicia.
Oh, I thought we had two.
And Emily.
Oh, there you go. Alicia gets top billing.
No, do you prefer Alicia?
And also starring Emily.
No, they're flip-flopping. So Alicia first, so Emily can do other bits as and when, and then vice versa.
Oh. Are they both in today?
Yes, they're both sat in the room just around the corner.
So currently answering the phone is Alicia.
Correct.
What is Emily doing?
She will...
By the way, can I just say, Guardian, right? The Guardian. That's how many women on the show? Yeah. It's outrageous. In fact, that's terrible.
It's too many of us.
There's too many women. I'm surrounded by women.
It's true. There's loads of them.
Well, yeah. I think, do you know what? And do you know why they're doing their job that they're doing, Pippa? Because they have the skills and the ability. It's not whether they're male or female. And by the way, they're female. I'm not, you know me. But anyway.
I think they're female.
The point I'm making is everybody here has their job on merit, apart from Dominic.
Yeah.
And that's another reason we can't get
Why, what's that mean?
It's just a contract thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Apparently they still owed your holiday pay from your days on Capital Breakfast.
Is that what it was?
You're only here for a few weeks.
I didn't realise that.
So yes, just to clarify that Radio X is not a station for men. Have we got this clear now?
Yes.
It's really not. So all this stuff about, ooh, it's just for men, it's only about men, but it's not about men. It's about everybody. And this is the new Chris Moyles here, the new nice Chris Moyles. I'm a nice man now.
Mm-hmm.
I always was, but now I'm nicer.
Yes.
Dave's, Madam's not convinced.
Oh, I didn't know the mean Chris Moyles, so.
Oh, yeah. He'd rip your face off.
Really? I think that's what Global think they've hired. They think I'm a ruddy bloke. They have no idea that on Friday, I went and had the best manicure I've had in ages.
And that's not a joke.
Is that a joke? Is that the joke?
I thought you were joking.
Look at my nails.
They're beautiful.
Look at them. I love that. Oh, they're beautiful, man. Thanks. Yeah, they're really, really nice. And then I bought a couple of scented candles and went for afternoon tea and cake. So Radio X is not just about men. Ignore that. In fact, just to prove a point, I have specifically chosen the very, very apt record to start the first show and indeed the entire Radio X with. You're going to love this, haters.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Let's rock. The first song on Radio X, Girls Aloud. Because girls are as allowed as men and everybody else.
We don't see gender, we see listeners.
That's right.
Oh, we could have that.
Let's hope, anyway. Right, this is a bit weird. Going to play some adverts, but that's how it works on commercial radio. And then Dominic's going to give me the first news. Good morning, everybody.
The Chris Moyles Show.
You said it'd start automatically. What? But you said it'd start automatically.
Oh, no.
You did, though, didn't you? You said, yeah.
One of those.
Which one do I press?
Any.
All right, this one. But no, look, what am I going to do?
Just hit any.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
And then ads will come on.
Yes.
Well, I've not done this. You've got to remember, I left commercial radio in 97. I was a child. Not used to this. I apologise to any of the clients who have given money for us to play the ads. I'm going to play them now. And if not, if they don't work, I will physically, and I swear, go to every single one of the places and buy something from them today.
Good idea, good idea.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Radio X, The Chris Moyles Show.
With Priority, get priority tickets to thousands of gigs up to 48 hours before general release on O2.
Right, have you got your helmet?
Yes.
Knee pads, your lights?
We like to think Sainsbury's Bank Premier Home Insurance.
On FM in London and Manchester, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. This is Radio X News.
It's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom at 7, new figures suggest a third of babies born this year will develop dementia later in life. Alzheimer's Research UK predicts the condition will highs of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Radio X.
We did it!
Yay!
You should have seen the panic. Madam's leaning over me like I'm some kind of demented moron going, where are the ads? What do I do?
There seem to be more buttons to press.
Well, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be easy because I popped into loads of the other studios and seen a load of the other DJs. And on Capital, they just sit there reading like heat and just like it does it for them. So it must be easy.
Exactly.
So... there are a few things that I'd like to ask about the first bulletin.
Okay, come on then.
First of all, why did you say on Radio X that a new radio station has launched called Radio X and then told us all about it?
Yeah.
But if you're not listening, who's that information for?
That information is for people listening who've tuned in.
So they know this?
They know this already, but it's just to sort of cement that this is a huge deal. This is massive news.
Who put that in the news? Did you put that in the news?
Simon Conway.
Throw him under the bus. Throw him right under the bus.
Simon's doing news with me this morning, and he put that in.
But hang on. Let's just break down this. That was a waste of everything.
Why, do you think?
Because you're that's like me suddenly going, oh, by the way, everybody, I'm Chris Moyles. You go, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
There's no need.
But there was information in there. There was, you know, it's on FM in London and Manchester. And
I've said that already, haven't I?
Yeah, Vernon Kay, Johnny Vaughan, Ricky Wilson also on the lineup.
I've already mentioned Vernon Kay and Ricky Wilson. I've mentioned all the lineup.
Would you like it in the news from now on or not? What do you want to do?
What, you're going to keep saying it?
Well, yeah.
For how many days?
Just today, every bulletin at 7, 8, 9 and 10.
That doesn't make sense. It makes way more sense if you go on to Capital or Heart or LBC and do it.
Well, perhaps they're doing it as well.
Why don't we do that?
Why don't we do that?
Are they saying on LBC there's a new radio station launched?
I don't think they will.
So they're not telling... We're telling people already know, and the other radio news divisions are not telling people that we could do with telling.
It's a good point that you make.
This is crazy!
Yeah, but it's just us bigging ourselves up, isn't it, on the show?
You big yourself up.
You big yourself up.
And also, do you have to say what that man tells you to say?
What, who, Simon?
Yeah.
No, we kind of work together on it, really.
No, the man who's on the jingles.
Oh, I see what you mean, the new sport weatherman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yes, I do.
So when he says it, you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weather.
And the weather. Scattered showers to start with some sunshine. Heavy
sport.
Britain has Andy Murray says he's proud after guiding Great Britain.
More sport.
Oh, more sport. Wales, Samoa and New Zealand have all got off to winning starts in the Rugby World Cup.
Even more sport.
I like football and I support Liverpool, but they had a disappointing 1-1 draw against Norwich City yesterday.
So that's what you do. You whatever he says, you have to do.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
I really like that.
He's issuing instructions and I'm merely following them.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. Hang on, where's the weather one?
Weather. Scattered showers to start with some sunshine. Heavy rain on the way later. That will move eastwards throughout the afternoon. Highs of 17 degrees.
More weather.
Looking ahead to the bank holiday, that's going to be drizzly and a bit disappointing, as are most bank holidays. But Sunday should brighten up.
Even more weather.
Christmas will generally be a bit colder than it is at the moment.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
When did you get him through? I didn't know you'd done that. When did you get him
through? Make an animal noise.
What is that?
That's a cow.
Okay, all right.
When did you get him to do that?
Don't you worry about it.
All right, okay.
We've got a million of these, by the way. We're gonna make your life a living
hell. So you've sent somebody into a studio to voice these up?
Yeah.
More sport.
Okay, Brendan Rodgers is under a little bit of pressure now after Liverpool drew 1-1 against Norwich City yesterday.
Speak.
in French.
Bonjour, je voudrais avoir quelque chose à manger parce que je sais pas, au revoir.
Travel.
Travel. The roads are going to be busy because it's rush hour. Generally rush hour all over the country.
This is my new favourite thing. If anybody has any suggestions, please text them in to 83936.
No, please don't.
This is really good. Do you want one more?
Go on then.
Okay.
Do an impression of Group Executive Director and Director of Broadcasting, Richard Park.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Not on the first show.
You have to do an impression of Richard Park.
Okay.
A.K.A. Dr. Dick.
I apologise.
That used to be his DJ name when he was on the radio in Glasgow, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah, I think his real name is Richard.
Right, okay.
As opposed to Doctor.
You almost did an impression of Richard Park.
Oh, sorry, is that what he was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hang on a second.
Do an impression of Richard Park.
Hello. Hello. I'm Richard Park. I'm a very intelligent man, and I know all there is to know about radio. You carry on now, Chris.
That's good.
Off you go. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's 11 minutes past 7.
Really?
Oh, look, the link's over. Bye-bye. Good. I apologise.
Right, I'm going to put a song in because I'm going to play a song. Okay. And then I got to play my top of hour for hour 7. Where's top of hour for hour 7? Where will that live? Will it go into... Why are you coming around? You've got the same screen in front of you that I've got.
There'll be a bit of this today. It's like getting a new car, isn't it? And going from sort of gears to automatic and stuff. There'll be a certain amount of teething trouble.
Do you not know where it is?
You've
just pointed at things. I just clicked on it. Dave, talk to me. It's radio. You've got to say things. You know there's a top of hour for 7, 8 and 9, which we've spent 8... Oh, there you go. Now we've got it. Jeepers. God, we are rubbish, aren't we?
Have you got it now?
I tell you what, we are really poor, but still so much better than what was on the other week. Isn't that right, madam?
Yes.
Oh, you scum! Oh. You scum! How would you say that? Oh, you are out of order.
It's different.
John, if you're listening, I'm on your side, pal. I don't want him anymore. You can have him back. right, was that the end of the news? Have we done the news now?
We've done the news and sort of some added extra bits as well,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dominic, for the news.
Thank you.
Sing a song.
Oh, there's one more. Sing a song.
I like working at Radio X. It's for men and women. I have nothing else to add. Let's do some singing.
Radio X.
That was very, very nice. Good morning, this is our first day on air. This is Radio X, it's a brand new station. I am Chris Moyles. We're going to be here every morning until they fire us. Enjoy.
Coming up on The Chris Moyles Show, the one and only Mr. Noel Gallagher will be live in the studio.
Hell yeah!
Details of the Radio X road trip heading out across the UK. Your chance to register to win a trip to see Muse play an exclusive intimate gig in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And Chris will shave all his body hair and donate it to Global's Make Some Noise appeal.
You betcha.
It's all coming up on Britain's newest funtime radio program.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Do you want a proper song? All right, here's a proper song. It's 7:14 in the morning. This is the first day of Radio X, and we're going to play the Rolling Stones. This is Radio X. I'm Chris Moyles. So we asked people to phone in earlier, and we were so excited about starting the show, we forgot that people are on hold, and they've been on hold for a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
Oh, that's bad.
Lisa is in Rugby. Morning, Lisa.
Oh, morning, Chris. Hello.
Thanks for the call. So we just got so much to get through. I'm only joking. Lee, it's a girl on Radio X. It's a ruddy girl. It's a ruddy girl. How are you?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Welcome back. It's
thanks
amazing.
Thanks very much. What have you been doing for the last 3 years?
Well, I got engaged just before you finished your other show.
Congratulations.
And we moved, thank you. We moved house.
Right.
But then we split up and I've moved again and now I'm single.
Oh, seriously. So since, I didn't even know this. That wasn't even on my notes, right? So since when I finished on the radio, you were engaged.
Yep.
And now that I'm back, that is all gone away and you're single again.
Yep.
Who dumped who?
Certainly am, yeah.
Did you dump him or did he dump you or did you just decide that maybe it's not the right thing?
I think, well...
You don't have to answer, although it would be great for the ratings.
it was kind of mutual, but...
She's thinking, I only phoned up to say welcome back.
Yeah, exactly. Putting it through this grilling.
Well, Lisa, thank you. That's very kind of you. And what do you do? Do you have a job? Do you need to go to?
Yeah. I work for a construction company. Best job in the world.
Oh, my God. Radio X were bloody blokey. We got a woman on who works for a construction company. Are you a hod carrier?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
No. But I do look good in a hod hat.
Oh, well, I'm sure you do, but I'm not interested now that I'm... I get a different bus into town these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you?
I come to Leicester Square. all right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. Lovely to speak to you.
And you, and thanks for tuning in. And I think if I'm getting to get grips with the equipment, I think this cuts you off. Oh, no, I have to fade you down. Hang on, Lisa. Yeah, she's gone.
She shared a lot of information there, didn't she?
So are these people who have been hanging on? That time on the screen at the top right corner, does that say how long they've been on hold for? Oh, that's so bad. Do you think they're still there? Let me try this. Andy, are you still there?
I'm still here, Chris.
Oh, my
Yay!
God. Dude, you've been hanging on for like half an hour.
Yeah, I've been waiting 3 years to...
Well, I suppose after 3 years. Yeah, after 3 years, like, what's 25 minutes, half an hour? All right, where are you, Andy? Yeah, right. Were you in Thurso?
Thurso, right at the north of Scotland.
And you're listening to us on what? On digital radio?
Digital radio, yeah.
Good man. All right. You sound like you're about to kill yourself. No offence, but you sound really miserable. Are you all right?
Hey, I've got a bit of a cold. Okay. I've got up at 6:30 in the morning on my holidays just to listen to you.
Oh, man. Well, thank you very much.
Good man.
That's very nice. We're not going to do much applause on the show, but you can have a applause, a light ripple from us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right. Are you sure you're okay?
Tell us a joke.
Yeah, I've been listening to local radio for 3 years.
Okay.
I've had a banter overload.
okay. Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know.
Well, look, we're here now, so it's fine. Don't worry, Andy. It's all good. And thank you for ringing and thanks for hanging on. And go and have a coffee or something. You need go and do something that makes you happy.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Bye bye. I'm genuinely a bit worried about him.
Yeah, he seemed a little flat.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Hang up. Right, that works.
Good.
All right, if you want to call us, it's 0330-333-100. It's all a bit new, so any point you want to jump in, if we say something or you just want to add a comment, feel free. 0330, you'll be highly vetted, by the way. 0330-333-100 is the number. 0330-333-100. And as we're throwing it out there, text is 83936. It's really easy, but I would write them down maybe. So give us a call or give us a text, and we're going to do some more stuff. We're going to play more music, and we've got Noel Gallagher coming in. We've got to tell you about the Radio X road trip. We have an awesome muse competition that I've got to tell you about at some point, and it is absolutely brilliant for the first week that we're on the air. But now I'm going to play some adverts, and I do it by pressing the green button which says play ad break Radio X. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Priority. Get priority tickets to thousands of gigs just for being on O2.
Buy a new boiler and get a fixed price guarantee and expert advice and 1 year's boiler and...
Radio X. Commercials over. Let's get back to the Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Monday morning, this is the all-new Radio X. I am the all-old Chris Moyles. Dominic Byrne is here.
Hello.
And Pippa.
Hello.
And Madam, who's our new guy, is genuinely just gone to the toilet. So let's talk about him. And we don't even know, because this building that we're in has got, by the way, the awesome Florence and Machine and Queen of Peace, because this radio station we're in, the building we're in has got so many different radio stations. When you move around the building, you hear different stations. So you hear a bit of Capital or Heart. It's never X, by the way. It's never X. And then you go into the toilet, they play Classic FM.
Yeah, it's true.
It makes me laugh every time.
It's true. I associate classic FM with having, you know, a toilet.
Relaxing.
Having a toilet time.
Do you?
Yeah, which is terrible, isn't it, really?
Dave, do you just went to the... Sorry, madam. We've got to keep calling them madam. You went to the toilet. What are they playing in the toilet?
Capital at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even on the first day are they going to put us on in the toilet. Mind you, I suppose if you're going to be, you know, capital and toilet... Yeah. Make up your own assumptions. Right, these people have been hanging on the phone forever, so I should really say hello to some people. Fenty in Ipswich. Hello, Fenty.
Hey!
Thanks for your call. Let's go to... So what are you doing? What's the deal? Where are you?
I'm a bin man in Ipswich.
I love that. A proper bin man.
Yeah.
Or waste disposal operative, as they're called.
Is that what it is now? I like that very much.
That's
so.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Do you drive the lorry, or are you in charge of putting them in?
No, I'm both. I do both.
Oh, there you go.
Drive and put it in. Yeah, one man crew.
Welcome back,
anyway, Chris.
Okay. Fine, we're going to talk to you. You're right, Fenty. We were just about to get into a discussion about bin men, and you were right to move it on.
That's my fault.
I was just about to launch into how the bin men work. But you're right. No one cares. So let's move up. Well, thanks, man, and thanks for hanging on for so long. I had to get to you. So cheers, buddy.
No problem. I have to put some overtime in this month to pay for this phone call now,
right? It's only local rate, isn't it?
What's that?
It's only local... Oh, it doesn't matter. Bye. Andy's in the greatest city in the world, in Leeds. Morning, Andy.
Isn't that right? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've been waiting to play Car Park Catch Race for God knows how long.
Are we doing it now? No,
are we doing it now?
Oh, please.
Chris, it's so good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, man. I don't want to do Car Park Catch Race. I've done it for like 8.5 years.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Although,
we've got this new thing to play with.
There have been heavy discussions about whether or not we bring Roy Walker back on the show just to talk to him, because he is hilarious to talk to, but then just not play Catch Race, just talk to Roy Walker.
Yeah, I think that might be a thing.
What do you do, Andy?
I'm a sports agent, actually.
Ooh, wow. Jerry Maguire!
Yeah, I know.
Like Jerry Maguire!
Something like that, yeah.
Who do you look after, sporting-wise? Anybody we'd have heard of?
That's a no. The difference between who you'd... Okay.
Have you got any Leeds players?
No.
All right.
No.
That's four no's.
That's four no's. Yeah, sorry. There's a difference between players who you're allowed to say.
You're a secret agent. That's unbelievable. I'm a secret sports agent.
On the radio.
Who do you look after? I can't tell you.
Yeah.
How do you get work for anybody? Listen, I've got a great player who should sign for you. What's his name? I can't tell you.
Sorry, I can't tell you.
You just got to trust me. Yeah, he's good. All right.
We deliver him in like a mask to the training ground.
I've got to move on. Andy, I've got to go. Bye-bye. Thanks very much. Have a lovely day. I don't want to be rude, but I've got... You lost us.
He's a secret agent. Yeah. That's brilliant.
But I like secret agent. Have a good day, Andy. Bye, Andy. Who else has been hanging on? Do you want to speak to Richard in Totter's Bar, or should we just leave it?
We could say hello quickly, can we?
Quickly get him on. Okay, Richard, yes.
Hello, Mr. Moyles, Mr. Byrne, good to have you back.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Doesn't know people's surname or Dave's surname. I like that. That's good.
Fine.
You're in Totter's Bar, it says here.
I'm in Potter's Bar. I'm just
No, Richard. According to my screen, you're in Totter's Bar with a T.
Wait, Totter's Bar?
Yeah, that's where you are.
That sounds like our planning department.
Right, okay. I don't even know what that joke means, but
I'm a lorry driver, Chris.
What are you driving? What's your rig?
It's a 44-ton Scania.
Whoa!
Lovely. I don't know what that means.
That's a massive. That's one of the massive ones.
How do you know
that? My uncle is a lorry driver. He drives those.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got a microwave. It's got a fridge freezer. It's got a coffee maker. So it's like hand to mouth.
It's kitted out better than where our producer Madam lives, by the sound of it.
I tell you what. Kicking out better than my first flat, to be honest.
All right, it's kicking out better than his first flat. All right, well, look, thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening to the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, cheers, Chris.
Have a good day. Bye.
He was nice, wasn't he?
I have to lean over and do it with a mouse. I have to hang up. In the old days, I just used to press a button and it used to go clunk.
Yeah, it did.
Now I sound really polite when I hang up on people because it sounds like this. Bye-bye. I'm going to cut you off. Not really the same, is it? Okay, so here's what we got coming up this morning. I appreciate it's a little bit all over the place, but we got this amazing news competition, which I'm going to tell you about. I could do it now, couldn't I?
Wouldn't we play another record first?
Why? Why? Rachel's not here. Okay, Alan's not here. Ben Cooper can do nothing. Bye, Ben! I can do whatever I like, and you can't stop me! It's crazy! Pippa, we can go nuts! we can do anything we want! We're the greatest thing to happen to this radio station ever, because we're the first thing on it!
There's some champagne in the desk, maybe we can...
Let's get
drunk! Yeah, let's get on it!
I'm not drinking at the moment. But let's do that! No, that's not entirely true. I am. I had a pint last night.
Did you?
The night before I did the radio and breakfast show, I was still in the bar at the hotel at 11:30, right, the night before.
Yeah.
At 11:30 last night, I was well asleep.
Yeah.
I'm getting old, man. I'm not as young as I used to be. What time does everyone go to bed? Like, Madam, because he's worked on the show for years, goes to bed, like, really early.
Does he?
Yeah, like 8 or something, 9.
Do you?
What?
About 9, but you know, I'll doze off for 9:30, so that's all right, isn't it? That's not too early.
Not too bad, I suppose.
Let me just go around the room, just so you can get a gauge everybody and what they're like. Right, what did everyone do at the weekend? I, on Saturday, went for a few beers with loads of friends, and on Sunday we went for lunch, and then I had a relatively early night last night. Dominic?
I went to Norfolk to see my parents, because they live right by the sea.
That's lovely.
I had a walk on the beach.
Very nice. Pippa, what did you do?
So I am going to come across as really boring. But yeah. it was the weekend before launch, so I came into work both days.
Came in to make sure everything was all right.
Yeah.
And madam, what did you do?
I went to a wedding in Barcelona.
Oh, get him!
Just east of Barcelona, called Sitges.
Oh, Sitges.
That would have never worked in the Freddie Mercury song if it was east of Barcelona.
Wouldn't have.
I was listening to that the other day. I love that song. It's one of my favorites. I love it. I just love that. With Montserrat Caballé.
Caballé.
I like to say things in the accent that they're meant to be. I can never say paella without going paella.
Paella.
I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah. What do you want? I'll have paella, please.
Yeah, can I
get really embarrassed. Paella. All right, look, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back and we'll tell you about the Muse contest, which is awesome, by the way, and everybody has a chance to win this amazing prize. Details coming up on Radio X. This is a new band that I found, and I want to introduce them to the nation. I think they're going to do really well. They're called Royal Blood. You watch. I bet they'll be on the Brits next year or something.
Seriously?
Yeah, winning for an album or summer. 7:37. What do you think? I think they're going to be huge.
Well, I mean, I'll take your word for it.
An 18-piece from Ipswich called Royal Blood.
18 pieces?
Absolutely loads of them, yeah.
It's amazing.
I just think they're going to be awesome.
They're like the new Blazing Squad.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Blazing Squad is right.
Yeah.
So I've had some text messages
on
my phone, mm-hmm. on my mobile. Shall I read some out?
Yes, please.
Okay. If you get a chance, will you tell Scarlett to do her homework, please? Scarlett! Can you do your homework, please, Scarlett? Scarly, do your homework. Thanks.
Done.
I've also had a text from a huge singer, a huge big singer, and I'm quite surprised that we haven't played them yet.
CeeLo Green?
I'm sure you're an idiot.
Well, he's huge.
Yeah. No, I don't mean as in size.
Oh, I see
mean,
what you mean
as in popularity.
Oh, okay.
And I'm surprised they haven't come up on the playlist, I'm sure, at some point today. He's called Ollie Murs. He's kind of like indie folk alternative.
Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
Mm, great.
And I can't read his text out because he's in a car and he's trying to get the driver to tune in, but he said the driver was struggling to find it. But then to be fair, you know, it's a weak signal. our cousin Jez is listening in Leeds on the app.
Morning, Jez.
Now that is as technical as my cousin gets, by the way. An app, it'll be freaking him out now. He won't have a clue. Not a clue. But I haven't had a text from mum and dad, but I know they're listening.
I got one from my mum and dad this morning.
Did you?
Saying, sounded good. This was at 6:30. Sounded good. Glad you're on air. Off to bed. Bye. So they woke up at 6:30.
Well, that's
didn't
sweet.
Stay for the rest of the show and then go to bed and sleep again.
Madam, who you've worked for X for how many years?
9 years.
And do your parents listen to X?
Yeah, they'll be listening right now.
Oh, you're such a liar.
They are.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they messaged you? Have they text you?
No, because they're quite polite. What they'll do is they'll text me at 10 because they know I'm working.
Ah, do you finish at 10?
No, but you know, when
love
we're,
that,
when we're
John. Look at that.
I mean, no, I don't.
Technically, there'll be ads before the news at 10. I finish at 9:57.
Yeah.
Actually, with my time, it's 10:15. But still. anyway, right. Vernon Kay is here this morning. That's right. It's going to be me every morning, followed by the amazing Vernon Kay. But before that, if you're a fan of Muse, please pay attention to the next 2 minutes, because this could change your life.
Muse live in LA.
Correct. It's Muse live in LA. It is an invite-only gig in Los Angeles, California, for a small number of very lucky Muse fans. It's on in November, and you could be there. Do you want to know how invite-only exclusive this is?
Yeah, go on.
My script says, Muse are playing an invite-only gig in LA for a small number of lucky fans on either the 10th or the 11th of November.
Oh, wow.
That's not a mistake. We don't know when the gig is. So here's the prize. We send you and a friend to LA, and we put you up for 2 nights to make sure you're there to see the gig.
Nice.
Do you like that?
Yeah, great prize.
All right. This is what the prize is. You and a friend, 2 flights from London or Manchester or Glasgow with transfers.
Ooh.
Now, that's not those sticky things you put on your arm to pretend you're cool and you have a tattoo.
Right.
It's to get you to and from the airport, my friend. And where you going when you get out of the airport, LAX, you'll be going to your hotel because we'll put you up for a couple of nights. We'll give you some spending money. This is your first chance to see the Drones World Tour, which is the new Muse Tour. And how much spending money are we going to give you? $1,000? $2,500? $5,000? £300. £300. Best of luck. You got a milkshake and some fries and that's it. You'll be begging on the street for cab fare.
It's nice to have something in your back pocket though, isn't it? That's quite a lot of money, that.
Now, what we've done is we've set up one of those premium rate-ish phone lines, and we're going to give the money and all the profit that comes from there in to a big charity. So Radio X is owned by a company called Global. It owns about 10 radio stations, right? I've noticed every time I say that, the number of radio stations changes.
24 radio stations. Yeah.
So they set up a charity called Make Some Noise. And it's various charities across the UK. And so all the money that comes from this will go into the charity, right? So we've got to do terms and conditions because it costs money, right? But just so you know, we're being honest with you from day one. You need to register to be in with a chance of winning. So what happens is you get a chance of winning and the charity gets a load of money.
Win-win. Okay?
So these are loads of charities across the UK that it's children and young people that it focuses on. And there's loads, like all over the place. London and Buckinghamshire and Gloucestershire and Berkshire, Suffolk, Cornwall, Edinburgh, Glasgow, because there's loads. Mm-hmm. I did all my research on this.
Did you?
Yeah, I really, really did.
Did you?
There's loads of charities, mm-hmm. and then they give them money. So, that's the good side of things for us and the charities. And the good thing for you is you get, if you win, to go to LA. So, I will play a Muse track in full on this show, right? Between now and the end of the show today. We're going to do this every day, Monday to Thursday, by the way, right? All you have to do when you hear us play Muse, for the duration of the track, you can text the word Muse, followed by your name, to 83936. So write Muse, then your name, 83936, but only do it when we play the Muse track. Okay? If you're in during the duration and you've done it right, you've texted right, then your name's on the list. And then we'll do that every day this week. And then on Friday, we're going to have some kind of final competition thing where we, you know, work it all out. But the only way to get to Friday is by registering. Let me tell you all this again, because it's a little bit complicated. When I play a Muse song, from the millisecond that Muse starts, you can text in. You text the word Muse and your name to 83936. 83936. Do I need to play ads or anything?
Yeah.
Am I really late?
We're getting there, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, Muse, followed by your name, to 83936. And you have the length of the song to text in. Here's Toby Anstis with the terms and conditions.
Text costs £1.50 plus your standard network rate. If you text after the end of the track, you won't be entered, but you may still be...